PastramiNation.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another podcast for Pastrami Nation, the meat of pop culture. I'm Nolan. I'm here with Jason.
Hi, everybody.
Jason.
Hello.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
Hi, guys.
So the summer is here. With summer, we have conventions. So let's go ahead and jump into it. San Diego Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
Biggest pop culture convention in North America. We were fortunate enough to go over there and check it out. Jason, want to give me a little feedback?
Oh, wow. It was just people, just seas of people in there. Like, you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with people no matter what. And everybody's cool about it, but... it's just, yeah, if you don't want to be shoulder to shoulder with people, probably not the place for you. Like, the germaphobe wouldn't do really well over there, but it's really cool.
Now, what were some of the highlights for the show?
Conan O'Brien show, obviously. That was great. Just being in that theater, that old school theater.
Right, and we got to check out the ones with the Game of Thrones cast.
Yeah, they were all really cool. The guy who played, when Conan asked the guy who plays Ramsay Bolton, like, hey, has anybody ever told you your character is my favorite character? And he's like, oh, they'd be pretty fucked up.
Of course. That would be kind of weird.
If you like that character in real life, you've got issues.
And it was really cool. It was at the Spreckles Theater.
Yeah.
And
downtown San Diego, real good atmosphere, you know, just nothing but congoers around everywhere you look. And
they handled it really well, too, on the ticketing system and
With their giveaway for the Conan Pops. Yeah, they were by far the best, like, big line that you could get into over there just because of the way they handled it and the speed of it, because it's simple and straight to the point. You're reaching in, you get a ticket, you get one color, you win, you get the other color, you don't. There were some other boots that, to name a few.
Go ahead, drop a name.
Lego, Funko, you know. Well, Funko, the thing that got me, because I love the Funko products, don't get me wrong, but their line control for being a lottery. I mean, since when is a lottery, you just hand out the wristbands to the first come, first serve. You know, that's not really a lottery. It should be how the Conan line was handled. You reach in, you get this color wristband, you don't win, you get this color, you do. But it didn't happen that way with Funko.
Another one I really liked over at Comic-Con was Dark Horse.
Yes,
Dark Horse. They always have so many cool things going on over there. This year they had Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. He also wrote Umbrella Academy, which is a great book. He was there signing. You had Black Hammer premiered over there. They always have tons of cool crap over there. Well, Hellboy and all that.
Bob Driver's a real cool guy. You know?
Oh, yeah. And the Dark Horse people are always amazing. You know, so that's always a pleasure. Magnetic Press, another one that...
That was one of the highlights, yeah.
Yeah. Good booth. If you like good hardcover comics, man, yeah.
With their whole Love the Tiger, Love the Fox series, those are great. Those are some of the best comics with no words that you can read, and they're all animal stories. They're basically nature, you know, and it shows the brutality of it.
Another one that I thought was a really cool booth was the Image Comics Skybound.
Yes.
And, of course, that's The Walking Dead and Outcast. Outcast, which was huge over there. I mean, it was everywhere.
Oh, they had one of the coolest exclusives, I think, was the Negan Glenn 2-pack with the alternate Glenn head that was smashed. Because in the comics in Walking Dead, Glenn's the one who gets his head bashed in.
Spoiler alert.
But in the TV show, they may or may not go the same route. They left us on a cliffhanger.
And they also have the cool little pin, which is the panels.
Oh, it's the sequence of the head getting bashed in with the baseball bat.
Thing sold out quick.
Only in Comic-Con you're going to find a pin of a guy beating a guy to death with a baseball bat.
And everybody over there was really cool, too. You know, yeah, the Skybound people are great. So anything that was kind of not so great at Comic-Con?
Oh, what about the Loungefly booth?
While we're dropping names, yes.
And let me just interject really fast. I love Loungefly. I've been shopping online and buying Loungefly stuff for years. I have Loungefly purses. I purchased and wallets that match for friends for birthdays. I love Loungefly. But
I blame it on the people running that booth, not the company itself. The people running the Loungefly booth, the 14th guy in line when they start ringing up people, and so for selling 50 a day, how is it that the guy right before me, the number 13, gets the last one, and they say just sorry, you know, which tells me that they were probably selling to exhibitors who are already in there before we even had a chance at it.
Or they're just holding them until they get there later, or they've got friends that they say, come by the booth, I'll save a
purse for you. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is, I guess if that's the way you want to do your business and that's the way you want to put your name out there, you go right ahead and do so. But for consumers that know this, it's probably going to affect what I choose to purchase in the future and how I choose to purchase it.
Yes. And for being Comic-Con, as many people as there are, how is it a good idea to, hey, let's sell 50 of them each day for only 4 days? 200 of them out of the hundreds of thousands of people at Comic-Con. I'm sure a good chunk of them wanted that Ray bag, you know, and hey, let's sell 200 and let's make sure the first 25 each day go to somebody that's been in here 2 hours before everyone else.
I do. I think it should have been, I think if you're going to be at something like San Diego Comic-Con, you should be there for the fans and not for the other exhibitors and the other, you know, vendors and stuff like that. And it's not, I carry a Loungefly purse every single day. That is my staple purse. My daughter last year got a Loungefly backpack. You know what I mean? For school that she carried every day. That's not a joke. I'm not lying about how much I really love the stuff that they come out with. But you guys got, you've got to treat people and your consumers like they're number one. You know, your peers and the people that, you know what I mean, are equal to you. Why don't you tell them, you know what, let's see if there's anything left after the convention. People go to these conventions for the exclusivity of certain items. You know, and that Ray backpack was one of them. First of all, it's Loungefly. Second of all, it's Star Wars.
Yes.
How, you put a number on that, and then you don't even sell to the consumers the first 50. You know, make extra to give to your friends or your vendors or the other vendors or whatever. Don't stop the consumers from getting the things that they want, because that's how you get your name and your popularity out there, by treating us well.
I wonder how many of those bags were like at other guys' booths for like three times the price, you know, because they bought it beforehand.
Or
they're selling them for three times the price on eBay.
I understand at some level that they're going to give some to their friends or whatever. That's going to happen.
But
you're talking about there was 13 that were legitimately sold. That means there was 37 that day that were not.
They did not.
So that's a huge issue. If anything, be the other way, where they sold 37 of them and maybe, you know, there's going to be some extent where people are going to hold things for people and do favors and stuff like that.
Well, sure, but shouldn't the consumer come first?
That's kind of a big gap, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when you're 60% of it's being held for other people and you're selling like 30, 40% of it.
And the worst part is that you guys posted on Instagram, Loungefly posted on Instagram how many they were selling a day. It wasn't like we just came up with these numbers and got all upset. You guys said you guys were limited to 200 at Comic-Con, that you were selling 50 a day. Okay, so 50 a day, he was number 14. Something's just not right.
Well, that's okay, because if you didn't get it, GameStop carries the same exact backpack.
Minus the goggles and the pin.
The backpack is the same, but it doesn't have the San Diego Comic-Con pin, if that's important to you, or the goggles. But other than that, it's the same exact backpack made by Loungefly for $60. So don't fall victim to the $160 one that's on eBay right now that just has a pin and some goggles. So if you're looking for it.
I think there's a lot of vendor kind of bartering, so to speak, too.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many people at the Funko booth went over to Loungefly and said, hey, we'll hook you up with a wristband to get in our line. You make sure I get one of these Ray bags.
I guarantee it.
And we saw those wristbands floating around, and we saw a guy who got hooked up with a wristband.
We asked him, what time did he line up? And he's like, oh.
I went the other way.
Yeah, and I go, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, well, I know somebody at Funko that kind of hooked me up with this. So
this guy had like two bags, one on each arm, just completely full of pops.
Oh, I guarantee you that they make barter. They do barter like that. I guarantee it. So anyways.
But you know, the good outweighs the bad at Comic-Con.
One of the good things was a lot of the vendors, like the bigger ones, were not selling to exhibit. Like NECA, that's one of the big companies. They would not let exhibitor badges buy anything from them. Like they were going down the line, attendee badges only, or no exhibitor badges. That's what their thing was. And like four guys hopped out of line all mad. It's like, well, you got the exhibitor badge. You're in here before us all. You have the unfair advantage, you know?
Yeah, do it in the shadows like all the other exhibitors.
Yep. Like the Loungefly guys.
Yeah, like the Loungefly guys.
Well, and we saw exhibitors that as soon as it hit 9 o'clock, they threw off their exhibitor badge and put on an attendee badge. So they're finding ways around this.
These exhibitors find the loopholes.
Yeah, so that is a little disheartening, absolutely.
I think San Diego Comic-Con needs a task force of people with high integrity.
Yes.
There we go. We got to make it happen.
You'd have to
find people with high integrity, my dear.
A Comic-Con Justice League.
Don't even lie, because you know that if you were one of those people that had that hookup, you would use it, do it, and you'd be that guy with the arm full of bags full of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and does it sound like we're a little bit salty? Fine, call it whatever you want. It's BS. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, at least do a better job of hiding it.
Yeah.
Don't do it to the 14th guy in line. Yeah, exactly. You're selling 50 of them.
Do it to the 40th guy in line.
Yeah, know? Exactly. That's what I told Adrian. If you were number 47, you would have.
That well, made more maybe, sense.
You know what I mean?
Not so. Think of is maybe some of these exhibitors are friends with some of the attendees and like, hey, at the hotel, give me your badge and I'll keep it in my pocket. So that way, once it opens, I'll put your badge on, put mine in my pocket, and then
get you what you want, what I want, and then I'll meet you and give you your badge back.
Yep. Yeah.
Sad.
It's dirty.
But anyway, all in all, it was a great convention, though. Yeah. All in all, the dates for next year have already been announced. It's pretty much the same. I think it starts on the 19th of July. So go to comiccon.org to check it out. Register for that member ID so that way you can be ready for the huge sale that always crashes computers and all that.
Crashes. Never had my computer crash, just never got chosen.
This will be
here's
the
to next year.
Yes.
And there's another con coming up, and we'll talk to the other Jason about this one. And this is Super Toy Con coming out in Las Vegas next weekend. So go ahead, fill us in about Super Toy Con.
Well, I know we're going, all four.
Yay.
And so, you actually got you got a certain package. You're doing something special.
Yeah, we bought the David Prowl. Or it was the Star Wars VIP is what it is. That's what they named
it. So what is that? What does that contain?
You get 3 days access to the convention. They give you a VIP lanyard, VIP badge, photo op with an autograph with David Prowl, the original Darth Vader actor. You get there's only 10 of these tickets sold. They're giving away a full scale stormtrooper helmet that's supposed to be custom painted. Each of the 10 is individualized, so none of them are painted the same. Don't know what that's going to look like yet.
Did they tell you who's painting them? Or
No, they didn't say who's painting them. So
hopefully you don't get the one that was painted by a third grader.
Yeah, maybe it's like a school project or something. So, like the tiles in the bathroom at the mall. But hopefully not. I'm assuming it's probably good. So, and I think – oh, and Hall of Fame dinner.
And who's attending that Hall of Fame dinner?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, wow.
Actually, here's the thing. The thing about the Hall of Fame dinner is that all of the special guests are invited to – attend the dinner, but they're not required, so they can't put a list out of who, you know what I mean, is actually going to be there, because like I said, it's invited. They're more than welcome to come do it, because it, you know, it'd be great, but they're not required to do it, so there is no set people that will be there.
They did put a small list of names out there.
I guess they have committed to it, but
you know what I mean, Hulk Hogan's one of them. So
he's one of the ones.
Yeah, he's one of the ones on there.
I'm sure John Cena hasn't agreed to go sit in the Hall of Fame dinner.
You know what I mean? See me.
But that's the whole thing with the Hall of Fame dinner. It's like $120 if you want to just go do that. You don't even have to go to the convention, but they're going to be inducting a lot of Funko is going to get into the Hall of Fame toys, and Micro Machines is having a really big thing. There's going to be Paul Walker's brother accepting an award on his behalf. There's going to be Tony Hawk.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a kid of the 80s and
Garbage Pail Kids, all of their creators and stuff are supposed to be having stuff. They actually have a Garbage Pail Kid breakfast both mornings. That's a big focus for the Super Toy Con for some reason. Are you laughing at me?
It just sounds weird, a breakfast for Garbage Pail Kids.
Well, I'm just saying it's called the Garbage Pail Kid breakfast. And they have it both days. But for whatever reason, Garbage Pail Kids are making a comeback at this point. Yeah. I'm not quite sure how well it's doing per se.
Supposedly it's doing pretty well, actually.
I've got 3 kids and none of them have really said too much about it.
The Garbage Pail Experience tickets for Super Toy Con all sold out quick.
That's crazy.
Funko ones are still available, VIP experiences, but the Garbage Pail Kids ones are gone. Huh?
Oh, that's crazy. Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Eyebrows just went up.
So there's actually a couple good packages where there's limited tickets on Funko packages.
How many tickets were in our group?
10. Woo-hoo. I think the Funko one only has 10 also, though. They had Funko VI Experience number 1, number 2, and number 3. Number 1 and number 2 sold out, and number 3 is limited to 10 tickets, but they're still available. I think they're around $300, but that includes a ticket to the Hall of Fame dinner.
Oh, awesome.
So, which is $120 value. So.
Great.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Like that, huh?
It's going to be fun, and it's in Las Vegas, so even...
Funner.
Funner. Even funner.
Oh.
So, damn. There's going to be a lot of special guests. Karate Kid.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Cobra Kai, the villains. The Zach
from Gremlins. Zach Galligan.
Galligan from Gremlins.
He got the Pawn Stars VIP tour tickets.
Sam Jones.
Oh, sold. Party like it's 1978.
You have a car show. Don't forget about the car show. You were excited about that.
The car show.
My car show.
That's right.
Rogue Toys.
Rogue Toys.
Rogue Toys.
Pop Vinyl Contest and Display. Comic Book Art and Display Contest. Custom Toy Display Registration. Richard custom Hatch. Garbage Pail Kids Panel. Zach Galligan.
Costume
Galligan.
Contest.
Michael Beach. Yeah, there's your Sam Jones.
Sam Jones.
Ireland Reed. Sophia Sivan. Sivan. Sorry.
Well, it ain't Sophia from the Golden Girls.
Dirk Benedict.
John Cena.
Power Rangers.
And the Bella Twins.
We didn't even bring that
up.
The
Bella Twins. Herbert Jefferson Jr.
Sweet.
Bernie Reyes Jr. from
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, from Ninja Turtles. Walter Jones. Zach Galligan again. Let's see.
It's the third time he's coming.
Well, it's because they keep, they have, I'm just reading, you know what I mean, what's going
somebody
on.
Somebody likes Zach Galligan.
Wow, wow. No offense, Mr. Galligan, but I don't know you. That's weird.
4-5-7.
And back to business.
Anyways. Herbert Jefferson. There's a Star Wars panel
that just happened.
Yeah, there's a Funko panel.
Smash Brothers video game tournament on the Wii U.
That'll be
singles
huge.
Top 8. Mm-hmm. I mean, diecast vending machine session.
I heard the diecast car section over there is actually huge. That's like a big focus.
Yeah.
Point.
And that, with the Hall of Fame dinner, you're getting exclusive cars, too.
Ryan Hurst is going to be there.
Oh, very cool.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
there's awesome. A lot of stuff going on at this thing.
No, it sounds like a really good show.
There's a lot of stuff that has to do with Funko, obviously. Micro Machines is having a really big presence there, too.
Karate Kid Group Photo Op.
Right. That's
Battlestar Galactica Group Photo Op.
Oh, no sense.
So waiting for the crickets.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
I was still thinking about the Karate Kid one. What'd you say? Yeah.
And this all takes place at the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
Yes.
So this is going to be, it's going to be an amazing show.
Really good. It's not, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it. And it's next week.
And tickets are very inexpensive. So
extremely
if you're on the
list, yeah.
Inexpensive.
Yeah. Mine weren't.
Well,
when somebody got the VIP Star Wars.
If you're going to shake hands with the original Darth Vader, it's going to cost you.
Get what you pay for. Mm-hmm.
So check it out, everybody. SuperToyCon.com. And they got tickets right now. Check it out. And we'll be bringing you coverage right here on Pastrami Nation. Let's go ahead and jump into a movie, which I think a lot of people have been looking forward to. And it's that new Ghostbusters film. I have not seen it, but Dim Sum Hottie has seen it. So I'd like to get your feedback on Ghostbusters.
From what you remember.
Okay. I don't know if you guys remember we did a podcast about this when we heard that it was coming out with an all-female cast. And I can't lie. We
had a really good idea.
We kind of clowned it.
What
you
was
know?
It?
No, it's not. And so I took two of the kids to go see it last weekend. And I didn't have high expectations because I kind of already knew I was going to be like, eh, because it's a female cast. Well, the first thing is when you don't know who any of these girls are except for one of them, you kind of know it's going to be, maybe this is going to be okay, maybe it won't. So, you know, we're sitting in there and we're watching the movie and about three quarters of the way through, I'm done. I don't want to see it anymore, but you know, I'm not going to walk out. And I realize that the majority of people that like this movie are postmenopausal women. The jokes in this movie were completely aimed towards postmenopausal women. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. And Either postmenopausal women or kids that or people that don't know any better. Like, they don't know what Ghostbusters is supposed to be like because it was not this. This was corny. This was absolutely corny. I don't care how many people went and saw this movie. I don't care how many people want to go and bash me for my opinion about this movie. It was terrible. And the cameos, come on, dude. You waited to the last 5 minutes of the movie to give us, like, the majority of the cameos. And like, 3 out of 4 of them didn't say a word. One of them played some whack job doctor. One of them played a taxi driver that had, like, 4 lines. It was terrible. I don't go that way.
Was it Ernie Hudson?
You know, and...
I think it was Dan Aykroyd.
It was just terrible. It was really, really terrible. In fact, I think 2 or 3 of the cameos were in the credits.
Oh.
And then the worst part, they didn't even play who they originally were. They played, like, some weird freaking... character that they decided, oh, well, we got to have a cameo, but we can't make it a Ghostbuster cameo.
They took some tips from Stan Lee, been like the strip club DJ or something.
I mean, yeah. For me, it was worse than what I expected. The jokes, oh, they were so bad.
They were so post-menopausal.
My son, who's almost 16 years old, he's sitting next to me, and these older women are sitting next to him just cackling, and he's looking at me like, Mom, that wasn't even funny. And I'm looking at him like, gosh, that wasn't even funny. And my little one, she's 11, I liked the movie. She doesn't even know any better. She doesn't know any better. It was terrible. Terrible.
So how many thumbs up would you give this?
I don't own a thumb.
So... on a scale of 1 to 10.
I just cut my thumbs off during that movie.
Thinking of a number.
No,
one being the worst movie you've ever seen
there
in your life.
10 being epic.
You know what's worse?
Being, yeah.
There's a movie that I don't particularly care for that my husband and I talk about how I really hate it and he really liked it. I'd rather watch that movie than Ghostbusters again.
Which one?
Actually.
Which one?
House of 1,000 Corpses.
Oh, man. That's a good movie, dude.
Dang.
I feel a disturbance, Nolan.
There is a sequel being made. In the
force. Oh,
as if millions
yay.
Of men
so guess of what's going to happen?
Suddenly screamed.
When the sequel
was silent.
Why was Ghostbusters over?
When the sequel comes out, I won't pay to see it. If it's free on some movie channel one day, then fine. But I will not go to the theater to see it. It was terrible.
Open Water or Ghostbusters?
Oh.
Open damn. Water.
Oh.
Ghostbusters or The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh. Wait, are you talking about the
I'd rather
the
watch
one?
The Wiz.
No, the old
one. Oh, the original one?
I'd rather watch The Wiz than Ghostbusters, the new one.
Is that the one with, like...
Michael Jackson?
Was that one, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one with, like, Raven Simone was, like, The Wiz, Dorothy or something.
I thought she was talking about the one with the kid from The Wonder Years. Where he
oh, that's The Wizard with Fred Savage.
Yes, Fred Savage.
Anyways, so I, here's
so not
my
very
thing.
Good.
The Wiz. I had one of those before you started the podcast.
Now,
I did.
So, verdict, not good.
I didn't care for it. And I just know the majority of people that I know, like if you boys went and saw it, I think you guys would be like, wow. So, that's just my opinion
not like,
on it.
Wow. Like,
no, wow. Like wow. Like,
two pastrami's down.
It's just... Dude, I can't even comment what I want
to
say about
so
that.
I'm going to go find myself a 54-year-old and take her to go see Ghostbusters with me. And she should probably be
she'll
laughing
laugh.
Her ass off.
She'll laugh. And it's really just the jokes are terrible. And, you know, it's funny because Jason said something about women cannot execute jokes correctly.
Ooh, I didn't say that.
You did, too.
Someone's getting a hate
your
mail.
Face is really red because you did.
Yeah,
it's just the shirt. It's a reflection.
Okay, they're mostly
shirt.
Terrible at it.
And that's the thing, dude. Maybe he thinks that they are, but I'm going to tell you right now, dude, that movie just promotes what he thinks about women and joking. And I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah, wait
you
for
know,
bad moms.
It was... dude.
Just another one.
Orkin, this is the worst.
The legacy of menopausal
ever.
Jokes continues.
You know what's bad is you guys all sound like women wow. haters, but here I am, a complete, you know, female saying. And I said this a year ago when we did the Ghostbusters one when we heard it was coming out. I said that as a girl, I should be all about it, but I think that it sounded like a terrible idea, and it was absolutely terrible.
It was.
You just destroyed
Ghostbusters
that movie.
Would have been way better.
I didn't destroy it. I'm sure that from what you said, you know, people loved the movie and whatever. And I think, you know, I heard somebody say that they had good reviews, and I just kind of looked at them like,
If somebody told you that was the best movie they've ever seen, would you think they were a liar or just.
No, I would have thought they just had their ovaries removed early in life.
And we should end that part at with that. Like,
Actually, yeah. You know what? Hold on.
No.
One of the greatest movies I've ever seen. Good acting, good casting. Helen Keller.
Okay.
So maybe it wasn't that bad.
Helen Keller was blind. And dead.
That's the way to end it. We want to thank everybody for listening to this crazy, weird podcast.
This is what happens when we don't do a podcast in a while.
Make sure to go over to pastramination.com. Check out our articles, podcasts. We're on Facebook and Instagram. So signing off, this is Nolan.
Jason.
And Tim Somhati. Have a great day,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Truth, I'm not going to say it's a lie.
It was my advice.
Dude, I've been telling you I wanted to light my hair for years. You always said no. I just fucking abided by your fucking bullshit rules, all I did. That's how it works with you. I can say it a million times, but until it's your own idea,
dude. I know you say it a million times. I cut my hair, I'm talking about hair. You always said that you never said anything about lighting it.
Yes, I did. Oh my god, dude. For years I have.
After you didn't do it.
Because you always said, no, I like your hair black, leave it. So I always wanted you to be happy with it and left it. Okay. That's not the truth?
That's fine.
You didn't always say, I like your hair black, leave
no,
it?
No, I did say that.
Always. And now you don't like it black. You having Tourette's?
You did.
I didn't.
I see you, you don't.
I know what I did. I went... I didn't do whatever you... See, I don't... You can't lift your lip, so you look like you're trying to eat your ear. Oh, my God. You look like a rabid ratata. Or a radica. What? I'm starving. Like, I'm truly... Oh, dude. You guys, can you get my phone? I'm starving. Like, I'm truly gonna die right now. Like, I have...